Hello everyone, this is Intuitive Theory's Heart of Guided by Wings, and welcome to my podcast. I'm just winging it like usual, but what I have in store for this episode is that I'm going to pull an angel message. What I want for this podcast is, I want it to be like some downtime from our busy lives, from our busy schedules, to just sit in this present moment and commune with the angels, make sacred space for ourselves, and make this time a time to commune with the divine. And by the way, I'm just gonna put this out there, there are airplanes in my area, so if you hear, like right now, that's an airplane, I'm sorry, there's really just no way, unless I'm outside, I'm somewhere else aside from my house. So let us begin with that angel message. I have my angel deck with me, and I'm just gonna shuffle. Dearest holy angels, what message do you have for our podcast listeners today? Oh, and as I'm shuffling, I just want to ask you guys, ladies, gender rebels, to please find a space in your room or wherever you are to just sit down, relax. Take just 5 minutes, or however this can take, however this will take, to sit in the presence of the angels. Give this time for yourself. And take a moment too to just feel your body. How do your legs feel? How does your spine feel? Your neck, your shoulders? I'm feeling a lot of tension around the shoulder area for some of you. I definitely feel some pressure on my shoulders because I'm thinking about a lot of things right now. And I believe we are close to the card. We're close to the card. Just tense them up and release. Tense them up and release. Wherever it's tense, just clench it up and release. And in 3, 2, 1, we have our card for today. And let us see. Let us see the card that we have for today. We have Opal. Our angel for today is Opal. The color is this really luscious violet. And it is not a blue kind of violet. It's more on the reddish side. Kind of like lavender or lilac, except a little redder. A little redder. And the message on this card says, your children on earth and in heaven are happy and well cared for by God and the angels. This is interesting because in the last video that I did, another angel message, we had a card that talked about families, happy families, and children. And let me just ask and call in the angel Opal, the angel of this card. Hello, angel of God. Why have you brought us this card about children and cared for, the children being cared for by God? How about those who don't have children? So I'm hearing Opal say that we are God's children. And when I say God, I mean the goddess, I mean spirit, I mean Allah, I mean whoever you refer, however you refer to a supreme consciousness, divine consciousness and interconnection. My work is non-denominational, so if I say God and that doesn't feel right with you, please feel free to substitute God's name with a name that resonates with you. So Opal, can you please continue your message, what you said about us being God's children? So Opal is saying something about fear, and how many of us who are listening to this podcast right now are feeling frozen by fear. And what kind of fear is this, Opal? Fear of being misunderstood. the fear of not being granted success, the fear of failure and repetition, the failure of falling into karma and negative hurtful patterns again, the fear of the past mistakes repeating itself again. That is what Opal is saying. Opal, why have you brought this to our attention? Why do you want to deliver this message to us today? Opal says it is because the listeners, who are listening to this, are forgetting that they are in unison with other spirits, other beings. And I'm seeing us in this circle, like a meditation circle or a sharing circle. And we're all holding each other's hands. And we are forgetting that we are all in this together. We are forgetting that we don't have to do everything alone and that we are not alone. For some of you, there are some of you who feel entirely isolated in this journey. Maybe you are in this situation where you feel oppressed and you can't reach out. But I am seeing many angels around us who are always behind us and around us, whispering how we are courageous, whispering how we are strong, and how we must never underestimate ourselves, and that we are connected with the angels, the divine, and other people and beings. So what are you reminding us today, Opal? I'm hearing the word spirit. And she is reminding us that we are guided by spirit and that we are spirit. And what does that mean, Opal? She says that it means that we can handle whatever mortal, physical, earthly thing that is in front of us, that is being a burden on our shoulders. We can handle it because there is this capacity within us that is quote-unquote superhuman. There is this capacity within us to overcome our earthly trials, our limitations, and that we can rely on ourselves and we can rely on spirit, and we are also asked too to invite the presence of others who are around us, whether in spirit or in the physical. It's that harmony between knowing that we are powerful but also knowing that we are powerful together. And I think that's such a beautiful message to have, to understand today. So thank you very much, Opal. And I wonder if I can ask Opal about the purpose of this podcast. If this message has caught your attention, I'm going to take this moment to clarify what this podcast is. Dearest Opal, can you tell us what the direction of this podcast is to be, the fullness of its potential? I am hearing the words intuitive guidance. Also hearing that some of you would also like to reach out. Some of you would love to ask questions and ask for guidance. It's like a forum to kind of communicate and to share experiences, to help others process their experiences. And that is what I am receiving. And there's more to be added. I'm seeing a lot more, a lot of happiness, a lot of talking, a lot of sharing, and people communing with spirit together. And that is really wonderful. I'm grateful to be able to do this and to have started this podcast, and I'm very grateful for those of you who are you know, feeling drawn, giving this a chance. Thank you for being like the first people who are hearing this. Hope that you stay for more, and if you have any suggestions, anything at all, I'd really appreciate that. So love and gratitude to all of you. I hope that you recognize that you are children of God, but it doesn't mean that you have to do everything alone. You are to work in harmony with spirit, with the physical elements around you, and in unison with yourself, your own capabilities as well. So never forget that you are a powerful being, but we are all powerful beings together, especially. So much love, and I'll see you, I'll hear you, or rather you'll hear me next time.